A triple car bombing in Baghdad's main shopping district killed 51 and injured 90 yesterday. The attack doesn't seem to be sectarian in nature. The market's goods bring people of all religions to the area and is sandwiched between both Sunni and Shia neighborhoods. This latest violence comes amid an ongoing sectarian war that has left thousands dead. Hoping to stabilize the security situation in Iraq, President Bush is turning to diplomacy. Earlier this week, he met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Jordan, and the White House has confirmed that Mr. Bush will meet with Iraq's most influential Shia leader this week. On the line to talk about the latest diplomatic overtures is NPR's Jamie Terabay, who's in Baghdad. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Andrea.
Who is this Shia leader President Bush will be meeting with?
Abdulaziz al-Hakim is the head of SCURI, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. It's the largest and most powerful Shiite group in the country. He took over the leadership in 2003 after his brother was assassinated in a bombing that was blamed on Muqtada al-Sadr, who is a radical anti-American Shiite cleric. And, you know, that really set in stone this intense rivalry that exists between SCURI and Sadr's movement. Hakim is very close to the Iranian government. Iran has funded and trained the Badr Brigade, which is the military wing of SCURI. And we understand from confidential sources within Hakim's office that in his visit to Washington, Hakim is going to try and push the idea of extending Iran's influence in Iraq. And he's also going to, as our source put it, complain about the flagrant Saudi intervention in Iraq. And this is one of the big things that is going on here. A lot of people on the ground see that Iraq is just a proxy battleground for competing Iranian and Saudi interests.
So President Bush is meeting with his Shiite leader. Does this suggest that Prime Minister Maliki is losing President Bush's support?
Not necessarily, and it might actually mean that the president is trying to firm up support for Maliki so he's not beholden to Muqtada al-Sadr. I mean, right now, Maliki is in a very tight spot. He only won the prime ministership because of votes from Muqtada al-Sadr's bloc, and so he's quite beholden to him. You know, if Hakim steps up and lends his support to Maliki, then Maliki doesn't have to owe Sadr anything, and actually, he can actually start cracking down on these Shiite militias, particularly Sadr's, which is something that everyone has been pressuring him to do.
Are there any other leaders President Bush can reach out to at this point?
Well, we're hearing that the president might be meeting with Tariq al-Hashimi next month or in February. Tariq al-Hashimi is a Sunni leader. He belongs to the Iraqi Islamic Party. And I think the best way of kind of seeing how things have changed on the ground is that, you know, when the U.S.-led invasion occurred, you know, in 2003, the Sunnis were the most anti-American people. And now, because of the dominance of the Shiites and their growing power in the streets and politically, the Sunnis really want the Americans to stay. They really look on America now as their biggest protector.
Jamie, the bipartisan Iraq study group here in the U.S. is going to release their report on how the president may try to rescue Iraq from the brink of civil war. It's said to dwell on diplomacy. Is the president's meeting with Hakim part of this new diplomacy?
Well, I think that's entirely likely. I mean, he's trying to, if he is going to meet with Tariq al-Hashimi, it looks like he's trying to put all of the political leaders on side. The Prime Minister Maliki has said again and again that this conflict is political and the political parties are using their private militias to carry out these attacks and allow death squads to operate in the streets, and that he understands that the solution is political and it doesn't actually translate into putting more troops on the ground and trying to secure Baghdad.
NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. Thank you, Jamie.